And at 29-11, we've got Warren Huntley joining us to preview the 8 races at Pakenham on the synthetic today. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Dave.
Look, we've got 8 races this afternoon on the synthetic course. How did you find doing the form for the program?
Well, at least, I suppose with the synthetic track, you know the type of surface you're going to be playing with, and having 8 races rather than the usual 10 on the turf, at least it's a little bit of a less workload. But from a punting point of view, I think we're going to have to shoot pretty straight. There's a few shorties throughout the day, hard to find holes in a lot of the markets, but I think there's a couple of races where we can play at a bit of value, and hopefully we pick the right ones from the favourites to be playing with.
Well, we've only got three-year-old fillies lining up in the first, a maiden over 1,000, takeout runners 1 and 5. Now, the tab market's got 1 Nuclear Blitz at $1.45, 3 Raise the Roof at $5.50, 4 Raise the Summit $3.70.
They've all shown talent, and a couple of them obviously have the race experience, and they look to be trialling well to either make their debut or resume. But none better than Nuclear Blitz, who went down the straight at Flemington in the jump out recently in a quick heat at had Haydock in it, and just she looked to travel beautifully. And small fields can be a bit tactical, but I think she's the one, as the market suggests. I like the jump out most recently for Raise the Summit on debut for the Kavanagh stable. Asked to do a bit, but chased well behind Tony Nicone, who's a very talented galloper with the Lindsay Park operation. And Raise the Roof also has jumped out quite nicely on the synthetic track here down the back straight at Pakenham recently behind Cavallini, who's run well for the Bride Oaks stable. So they were both asked a little bit, and I think they're both looking for a little bit further than 1,000 metres, but they've both trialled up nicely, but none better than the Nuclear Blitz. 2, 4, 3.
2, 4, and 3 in the first. The second is a maiden over 1,600, takeout 6, 12, 14 and 15. We've got number 1, Awesome Mover at 3.20, Paint This City 3.40, Terminator at 9.50, down to Sabella at $9. Immelman is at $5, and you've got Jor Harra, who's an $8 chance.
I could play Immelman on an each-way basis here now. So I think the two runs to date have been fair, particularly last start in a race that was dominated close to the speed at Caulfield. Big odds behind Wildflyer there, but he actually stuck to his task really well, and I think getting out to 1,600 metres, and I don't think there's as much talent in this field as there was there. I'm going to go with 11 ahead of 1. Awesome Mover, who chased hard last start, full of theories will go around later on in the day also. He was solid to the line there and has had the run over 1,600 metres. Paint This City's getting fitter. The blinkers come off and the visor goes on. Another one that I'm sure is looking for 1,600 metres, had the two recent runs at 1,400. And Terminator's still got a bit to learn, but a couple of gear changes with the blinkers coming off and the nose roll off and the winkers on. I think EJ is still just trying to find the right combination, but he does have talent. 11, 1, 3 and 4.
11 from 1, 3, 4. We look at race 3, the maiden 1,400, take out 11, 13, 14 and the 15. We've got number 3, Saluminate at 3.50, and the only other one single figures, well, there are two of them, number 12, Light Parade at 2.60 and also 16, Damsel Flies Kept at $4.40.
And I think the market's identified the main chances here. Light Parade was good on debut and then maybe just sat a little bit close to a pretty solid tempo in a good race behind Leonardo da Vinci second go. Stayed at 1,300 metres there. Now gets to the 1,400 metres with those two runs under the belt. And I think that's a strong form line, but I'm wary of number 16, Damsel Flies Kept, who had jumped out very well at Mornington to make the Australian debut for the Mitch Beer stable. And I just think the track was too damp at Maui recently when their first Australian run. And really thinking there could be some significant improvement from number 16. So Illuminate's been up for a while and going okay, just keeps finding one or two better. Maybe there's a maiden victory from Saluminate. He certainly should get a nice run from the draw, and White with one next best for me. But I think the winner's in the top three selections, and most likely the top two. 12, 16, 3 and 9.
12 from 16, 3 and 9. We look at race 4, maiden 1,200, take out 3, 7, 15, 16. We've got number 5, Thunder Zone at 7, down to Vibrato at 8, $6 for Canstar. Nikki by name is at $3.30, down to Coco Diablo at $3.90, and Pomposity is at 9, with Sir Harold at $9.
There's been a trimming up for Thunder Zone during the morning, and I'm not surprised, Nards. I think he's shown talent in his career to date, and I loved his most recent jump out. I think it was Thrillster and Sanglier were riding the speed, and in typical Team Hawks fashion, just out wide, trucking along without really being asked to do a lot, but really did motor to the line well. There's some good form around his career to date, particularly behind Heavenly Thought, and he looks ready to go to the races and run well. To me, number five, Thunder Zone. Nicky by Name was terrific on debut, worked hard and really just didn't get on the track at any stage and stuck to her task quite well. I think she'd had a paddock accident. She's on a bit of a recovery preparation. I haven't seen a trial or jump out, but her debut run was good. Coco Diablo was also good on debut. That was only recently behind All In Brawl, who then's run well in a better race, and Vibrato probably didn't have a lot of luck last start and will be fitter. Thought five was a bit of value ahead of 9, 11 and 6.
So we go five from 9, 11, 6. Race five, first leg of the quaddie. Take out the two. We've got number one, Shavuma at 2.30. No Alibi, 5.50. Innocent I Am at 8. 9.52, Rack Miss. And then you've got Riverina Dancer at $4.20.
Looks a good race for Shavuma. It'll just probably be a little bit of a challenge for Lewis German. He's a big, strong horse, but I like him drawn out a little bit. He lost a race on protest last start when he was back inside and got really keen, and Damien Oliver had to take almost evasive action, and just there was some referred interference, and ultimately the stewards reversed the placings across the line. But I think a wider barrier draws a positive for Shavuma, and he's a big, strong horse. He'll carry the weight. I'm going to go with him and like him. Riverina Dancer, coming back slightly in distance, should be a positive, can ride the speed and give a sight. Then a couple from the Robbie Griffith stable. Turak Miss, who's on the fresh side, probably gets off the speed and can work home late. And No Alibi, who got a good victory on the Geelong synthetic track last start, might be making her own luck somewhere near the speed. 1.874.
So we go 1.874. Race 6, take out runners 5 and 7. We've got number 2, Incomparable at 3.80. Redcore 2.30. Owlsman is a $9 chance. And then you're down to Rob DeFate at 2.80.
Yeah, it's a tight market there, isn't it? Dominated by the three horses. I think 1,000 metres is what Redcore really appreciates at this stage of his career. And I thought his run down the straight at Flemington in a really low-pressure race behind Brave Song last start was a good reference for this. Brave Song came out and ran well in the Orley Star. And I think there'll be even a little bit more pressure here, despite it's an easier grade of race. I just think they might run along a bit in 1,000 metres and Redcore will be suited here. Crossover noseband goes on. Rob DeFate was terrific winning first up. He'd shown talent at jump outs and ran off the track on debut, but he jumped out well going into his resumption. And being slowly away, might have got another dimension to him. He was able to tuck in behind the speed and then showed a good turn of foot. Haven't seen any recent work of Incomparable, but I'm sure that Lloyd Kennewell will be keen to get his Caulfield stable up and running, and the horse has run well on the fresh side before, and Alsbin gets the blinkers off and might appreciate getting onto to firmer ground. 3.926.
So we go 3 from 9, 2 and 6. We then go over to race number 7, and this event, we've got numbers 1, 13, 14 and 15 out. We see number 3, Don't Plead Guilty at 7, Duke of Nottingham 6.50, Safety Dance at 6, 4.20 for Fuller Theories, Lucenti is at 8 and $6 for Pirulina.
I think there might be some reasonable speed here. I'll need it, Nards, for Don't Plead Guilty to be getting over the top of them, and he might be looking for further. Probably, ideally, you'd like to see him in an 1,800-metre or 2,000-metre race, but his two runs this preparation have been good, very good late sectionals. Stays at the 1,600 metres here, but back to the 58 grade. If they apply a bit of pressure in horses that have effectively found their grade up front, he's better than this grade, Don't Plead Guilty, and I think he's going well, and a little bit of value, number 3 ahead of 9. Full of Theories, who took forever to win that race, but had run well in 58 grade leading into that victory last start, and now has that maiden victory on the board. Pirulina will appreciate a little bit extra distance from a pretty encouraging run, working home okay on the fresh side last start. Extra couple of 100-metre suits and Safety Dance is inconsistent in this grade and should get a lovely run from the draw. Thought 3 might be a bit of value ahead of 9, 11 and 5.
So we go 3 from 9, 11 and 5 and then to the final event, race 8. We can take at number 2. We've got number 1, Columbia, 3.30, down to Trump Shot, 4.20. Anna Nicole Snitz at 5. Desmond is at $7. Smart Stiletto, 9.50 and 6.50 for number 13, Cosmological.
I think they're trying to find the right race for Columbia. He's going well, and he's been running well enough in 64 grade and maybe just wasn't in the right part of the track last start at Sandhead in a pretty strong race behind Holy Command. Was big odds there, but gets to 58 grade here with the claim. It's a bit of a D-day for number 1, Columbia. really found the key to Anna Nicole Snitz, just rolling along near the speed and around about the 1,400 metres seems to find her out. But they've really got her going well. The Mott and McArdle combination's flying. Smart Stiletto's getting fitter. She'll be strong late. And I don't think Trump Shot coped that well with stepping up to 1,600 metres last start. Back to 1,400 metres should be a positive. 1, 5, 8 and 4.
So we go 1 from 5, 8, 4. And what's your best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
I think the best of the shorties might be race 5, number 1, Shavuma Nards. I'll make my value race 4, number 5, Thunder Zone, but think there's also some value about race 7, number 3, Don't Plead Guilty. For the quaddy, first leg 1 and 8, second leg 3 and 9, third leg 3, 5, 9 and 11, and home with numbers 1, 4, 5 and 8. I'm going to play a running double through races 3 and 4 as my play of the day. First leg numbers 12 and 16, and second leg numbers 5, 9, 11.
Okay, Warren, good luck with that, and let's hope it's a winning day for all of us.
Thanks, Nads.
There is Warren Hunt.